experience the world premiere of Flora, a powerful story of resilience and renewal, presented by the Australian Ballet and Bangarra Dance Theatre. This bold new dance collaboration takes you on a journey through the evolution of Australian Flora, bringing together artists drawn from two of Australia's leading dance companies. Flora promises to be unmissable. Journey through our living history in this unique dance experience. Visit australianballet.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Both Iran and Israel are claiming that they are achieving part of their objectives in this war. It's not always sure what happens or the ramifications and consequences of each one of these actions. But for sure, Ali Larijani has been a very important figure in the Iranian political system for a long time.
That's Haizam Amira Fernandez. He's the executive director of the Center for Contemporary Arabic Studies. In a twist of events, Donald Trump's administration's top counterterrorism official, Joe Ken, who's a former Special Forces officer with extensive combat experience, resigned over the war in the Middle East. In a letter posted to his social media X account, the head of the United States National Counterterrorism Center has said that Iran had posed no imminent threat to the U.S. Mr. Ken says the Trump administration had started this war due to the pressure from Israel and its powerful American lobby. This was President Trump's response.
I always thought he was a nice guy, but I always thought he was weak on security, very weak on security. I didn't know him well, but I thought he seemed like a pretty nice guy. But when I read his statement, I realized that it's a good thing that he's out because he said that Iran was not a threat.
The U.S. president has also condemned NATO allies for declining to get further involved in the war in the Middle East. Earlier, he had called for his allies to help protect the Strait of Hormuz, which remains largely closed off, but his request for help to reopen the critical waterway was largely rebuffed. In a social media post on his platform Truth Social, he says the U.S. no longer needs or desires the assistance of NATO countries. The Irish president earlier said the war is illegal and an attack on international law. Shortly after, Mr. Trump, who was seated beside Irish Prime Minister Taoiseach Michael Martin at the White House, said Ireland's president should be grateful.
He's lucky I exist, because if you're going to allow countries that are sick and demented, and they are demented, to have nuclear weapons, everybody in the whole world should be very thankful. And I'm disappointed in NATO, very disappointed. I'm disappointed in a couple of other countries, too. But they should be very thankful that this group of people feels the way we do. Because if a country like Iran was allowed to have the power of a nuclear weapon, if we didn't stop them, I stopped them twice.
The war in the Middle East has largely shut down the Strait of Hormuz, through which 20% of the world's oil and liquefied natural gas flow. This has caused concerns around inflation and rising energy prices. Israel's Defense Minister Israel Katz says it has killed a top Iranian security official and former nuclear talks strategy advisor Ali Larijani in an overnight strike. It's understood that he's the most senior official to die since the assassination of former Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei last month. He was not a military commander, but he was a central figure in shaping Iran's strategic decisions. Israel also says it has killed the head of the Revolutionary Guard's all-volunteer besieged force, General Gholam Reza Soleimani. Farhan Haq is the United Nations deputy spokesperson for the Secretary-General. He says the UN fears these deaths could make things worse for everyone.
We do not believe that that this program of killing different officials will be helpful for what is needed, which is a diplomatic solution to this problem.
Israeli military spokesman Effie Defrin says the country will target Iranian leaders no matter where and no matter when. The killings has now stripped Iran of important leaders during a war that presents the greatest test for the Islamic Republic in recent decades. Iranian state media later confirming Larijani's passing in an official announcement broadcasted on television.
He remained dedicated to the exaltation of God's honor and the continued elevation and development of dear Iran until his final moments. He always called on the people and officials to stand united against the bloodthirsty enemy. Ultimately, in the pre-dawn hours of the holy month of Ramadan, he attained the exalted rank of martyrdom alongside his faithful son Morteza, as well as the assistant to the security of the Secretariat of the Supreme National Security Council, Ali Reza Bayat, and a group of valiant guards.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who was with Israel's defense minister, the head of the Mossad and the chief of Air Force, says they knocked out two of what he called the top terrorist chieftains of this tyranny within 24 hours.
Our aircraft are hitting the terror operatives on the ground, in the crossroads, in the city squares. This is meant to enable the brave people of Iran to celebrate the Festival of Fire. So celebrate, and happy Nowruz. We're watching from above.
As Israel said it was launching its wide-range strikes on Tehran, rescue workers there combed through the wreckage of destroyed buildings. Red Crescent worker Nawab Shamspor says they have been pulling dead bodies of children under the rubble.
We witness scenes where we pull children out from the rubble and their worried families are around us. We feel guilty that sometimes they lose their hope, and we sometimes have to pull out the dead from under the rubble, and we sometimes cannot return their loved ones alive.
The ICRC head of delegation in Iran, Vincent Kassar, describes the scenes as heartbreaking.
It was heartbreaking to see the children's section of the special burn hospital, because I can't recount the stress and suffering of the parents and of these kids that had to be evacuated in the last minute while they were in terrible medical conditions.
Meanwhile, President of Mexico, Claudia Sheinbaum, seemed open to a suggestion by Islamic Republic diplomats that Iran's game for the FIFA World Cup in June to be moved to her country. It follows the Iranian ambassador and embassy in Mexico City's comments that the country was negotiating with FIFA to move Iran's three group stage matches from the US to Mexico. President Trump last week discouraged the team from attending the 48-nation tournament, citing safety concerns.
They are discussing it with FIFA to see if it's feasible. They're supposed to play in the United States to play the games here in Mexico. It's being looked into and we'll inform on it when the time comes. Mexico maintains relations with every country in the world, so we'll see what FIFA decides and we'll provide an update based on that.
Helena Krishnamurthy, SBS News.
Noor Haider here, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we go beyond the headlines, taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Listen to Full Story wherever you get your podcasts.